Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip
Hengster.
And good morning to all the beautiful, beautiful people that's working in the pharmacy today.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So,
lots of things to celebrate.
Yes, even me being at work.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you made it back from Weston last night.
Yeah, kind of surprised you, didn't I?
I didn't know you were going to be there.
I know. I
pulled in the parking lot and saw your car. I'm like, oh, man, he's cheating the kids here now. So, you know.
Wow. There's only one little car like mine, aren't there?
I know. There's only one of you.
There's only one little car. So. Uh-huh. But anyway.
Your little clown car.
Yeah, and then we had a delay last night. We ran home early. So
second time ever while doing a broadcast, the fire alarm went off. Yep. And we had to evacuate.
So yeah, safety things.
Well, absolutely. So. And then when all was said and done and they checked things out and there was nothing at the school, so then we played a clue game on the air to figure out, you know, who the likely candidate was that set off the fire.
It was not Henry.
Well, somebody suggested with your white legs and shorts, maybe that was
it.
That could have been
amen.
It.
Just too bright.
Yeah, exactly.
He's on fire.
He's hot.
He's hot. When you're hot, you're hot.
Yeah,
and I'm one of those when you're not,
when
you're
not. Exactly. Me too. So could have been my brute aftershave too.
Yeah, it could have been. You smell awful good this morning,
I guess. Thank you. I cleaned up.
I don't know if it's that or the trash and the...
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, dead skunk in the middle of the road thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. A little of that going on, too.
Three of them last night.
Three of them?
I can't hit them or I'll, you know...
Oh, yeah, with your Mini Cooper.
Yeah, I'd be shoving them all the way to the basketball.
Well, they'd stick underneath, right? Stay with you.
Or I'd get caught underneath and have to get a tow truck, tire kicking Lynn over here. Mr. Wagner. I mean, someone would come help me, though.
Sure. One of my grand dogs, Copper, got sprayed by a skunk recently. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Make sure you keep him at home, honey.
Well, yeah he hasn't visited for a while. But, yeah, that's quite...
Hey, did you see the fantasy scores? You won a game. Congrats.
I did. Thank you. I finally won a game over Simo.
Yeah. Simo had three people out.
I know.
He felt bad for you.
He must have. I'm not going to strut around too much.
Did you notice who's at the bottom, baby?
You?
Yep. I am the armpit of our conference.
All right. Yes. All right.
The armpit of the league.
Real impressed there.
Yep.
What about number one is Hess, isn't it?
Who cares?
Three Adams or less Hess? I think so.
Who cares? He's 3-0. He can't win anymore. Per the law. No more.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. If he's got three wins, he's done.
He's done. he has to get three losses now. It ain't coming from my team. It's horrible. And I had the best draft.
I have three on IR and two more on my bench that could be. So that's, you know.
So I have McCaffrey. He hasn't played all year.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's going to. Then I have his backup who he was hurt. Is it Moslin or Mosine?
Something like that. Yeah. A lot of backups
and then
are playing.
Finally, my quarterback got me, no lie, half my points.
Oh, well, good.
Him and the kicker from Kansas City.
Oh, Harrison Buckner.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Those two, if I didn't have that, I wouldn't have 400 points.
Ah.
So, but I'm at the bottom, and I want to keep it there.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be a surprise. We're playing for the playoffs.
Phil. That's where the secret lies. You know, I think if you went out and you picked the lowest projected players, you might do well.
Yeah, you might do well. Did you see what the Williams from Chicago brought in? It was like 380 points with a loss and only two touchdowns.
Right. Sometimes it just doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up.
No.
I think Bo Hendricks and Joanne Krulotz and Adam Hess.
They might be behind
Chris Simonson, the big Michael Hernan. I think they're out to get us, Phil.
Yeah. Well,
so
they don't have to work too hard.
Yeah. You're a little truth or Hanko today, buddy?
Yeah, go for it.
Acapulco, Mexico. Did I say that right? Acapulco?
Yeah. I don't Acapulco. Mean to sound surprised.
Yeah.
You got it.
It's considered the most dangerous city on the planet. Once a luxurious tourist destination, is now called the murder capital of Mexico. Is that true? Or is that a bunch of Hanko?
I would say that might be true.
No, it's a bunch of Hank.
Is it?
Yeah, well, and, well, this was written a couple years ago, so it might be Mexico's most dangerous city, but internationally, Caracas, Venezuela is the world's most dangerous. Caracas, Venezuela is the world's most dangerous city.
Hmm. Interesting.
So that way, when you take June for a honeymoon, don't go to Caracas, Venezuela. Some of those people down there, like the, I don't want to say drug lords, but the drug cartel, mm-hmm. they don't care
no.
about anybody.
No.
I mean, I was watching a documentary on Sunday after the Packers when I fell asleep, but I was, they were saying that life to them is basically like flies to us. Mm-hmm. That's how they put it, and it's kind of sad.
I remember being in San Diego,
yeah.
and we were told there as tourists, a lot of people go south, go toward Mexico, but don't take your family there.
Right.
Probably not a good idea. So you stay in the tourist areas or whatever, you're probably all right.
The last time I was there, I was a wanted man in Mexico.
That's a Johnny Cash song.
Did I ever tell you that
wanted
story?
Wanted man? Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably not allowed back in Mexico.
Probably
right
not.
Yeah, probably not.
Your picture's probably up there somewhere.
Well, somewhere. At least a cartoon. A cartoonager. Yeah. Until the 1970s, the British public distrusted and refused to use imported soft American toilet paper, preferring their stiffer, coarser bathroom tissue, Philip, like corn cobs, stuff like that.
That's ain't true.
That's true. It's a hard
boy.
I'm going to read the last word there.
Hmm. Wow.
Chainsaws were invented during the 1900s to enable butchers to cut large meat sections.
I would say that's probably true. No. I just feel like everything's true today. I don't know.
The chainsaw originally used as a surgical bone cutting saw, invented in 1830 by Bernard Heen. Imagine that. Come here, let's take off your bones.
Yeah, exactly. I'm good.
Where'd you get the gas at?
No anesthesia.
Do it. Do it fast. Okay, buddy. Here's a little brain teaser for you. What kind of room has no doors or windows? What kind of room?
Oh, what kind of room?
Has no doors or windows.
Or windows.
Yeah.
The bathroom here at WRC?
No. What is a door? What about a mushroom?
Oh! Should have known.
Yep. What starts with T, ends with T, and has T inside it? I'm a little
teapot.
Yeah, there you go. Nice job.
Here is my handle. Here is my spout.
Oh, what starts with a T and ends with a T is a teapot.
Teapot. Yeah. Oh, man.
What can travel around the world while staying in a corner?
Travel around the world and stay in a corner.
Yeah. Tim gave you a list of things that he needed today.
Yeah. How about a stamp?
A stamp is it, my man.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Stays in the corner of the envelope. Yeah. Wow.
That's like me in my office.
Yeah.
Always, it's circular, so when I can never find a corner, and you go to your corner, and it's like,
right.
So I'm in there all day.
Yep.
I wish you'd put a corner in.
Henry Ray, go to your corner.
Yes.
Put the dunce hat on.
Yes. Let's see here. What has to be broken before you can use it, Philip?
A seal? Broken seal?
That's true. But I'm looking for something else. What has to be cracked or broken?
Before you can use it. An egg?
There you go. Oh. Yeah, you're all over this, buddy.
Well, I don't know about that.
You're all over
Got
this
one
today.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you're... Did you get a good night's sleep last night?
It wasn't. I lost 17 minutes on the fire bell last night, but otherwise,
but,
not bad.
But you know what? Looking at me doing that game with my white short or my white legs, I mean, that should just inspire people.
Well, it was blocking my view.
Yeah, that should inspire people at least, like, oh, my God, do not sit behind him again.
Move.
Yes, to move.
Right.
Yes. Met some nice ladies there at the desk last night.
Uh-huh.
Very good people at Weston.
Yeah.
Thank you for everything. They're very
always
good.
Always like going there.
What gets wet while drying?
What gets wet while drying? Hmm.
We talked about it just a tad bit this morning already.
I give up.
What about a towel?
Oh, it's too early in the morning for me to really get the...
You know what? Then let's see here. Reasons why it's fun being a guy, Philip.
Uh-huh.
Phone conversations are 30 seconds flat.
Uh-huh.
All right. You can open all your own jars.
Most of them.
Mostly. June.
Yeah, June.
Everything on your face stays its original color.
Yeah. Right.
You can quietly enjoy a car ride from the passenger seat.
Oh, yeah. Well,
three pairs of shoes are more than enough for us, Phil.
I have three.
Yeah, I have four.
You have four pairs?
Well, I have a football, I have basketball and volleyball.
Oh.
Then I have an outside pair, I have a work pair. Well, I actually have five, so.
Huh.
So, you know.
I have a good pair, I have tennis shoes, and lawn mowing shoes.
Yeah, I have lawnmowers, yeah.
Three.
So lawn mowing shoes would be something that I would wear in here on Saturday to, you know, if I have to come into work or
right.
in my speeder or something.
No.
A five-day vacation requires only one suitcase, Philip. Mm-hmm. Your this is so true. Your underwear is a $10 for a three-pack of underwear.
Yeah. Well, of course, back when I bought them in 1990, they were less than that. So, oh well. What
yeah,
do you do?
Yeah. Be a kid again, Phil. Try the following. We're going to try this with you.
All right.
Give yourself a gold star for everything you do today.
Woo!
Okay. Grow a milk mustache.
Woo!
We could do that. Or we like a milkshake.
Malt mustache. Oh yes, malt.
Have a staring contest with your cat.
The cat would win.
Yeah, with a
Annie would win.
Yeah, and ask why a lot.
Ask why.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I had a young girl. Real quick story. When I was first coaching in basketball, this young lady, and she's married now, has a couple kids, and married to Dallas Marks, and her name is Allie. And she first started, and every question or everything I asked, she goes, "Why? Why? We need to throw it to first base, but why?" She was a really good ball player at one end. And she wanted to learn everything in one day. But she's a good kid. She was an awesome, awesome kid.
So, well, there you go. How are you going to learn? You don't ask, right?
But every day. It was, why? It was like, she even got to wear my hat because she was the question of why winner for the whole year. I can't remember if we got her a certificate for asking why all year.
Question of why.
Yeah, but you know what? She works at the high school now. Good kid.
Yeah.
Got a great family. Comes from a good family.
Didn't learn anything from you, but she's obviously learned other sources, really.
Well, so. I'm going to let you go now, Phil. I hope you have a great day. I'm going to go find my corner in my circular room.
There you go.
Buddy, have a great day. Everybody be kind.